WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Last week, we featured an article authored by Teresa Ghilarducci and Tony James that appeared in the Harvard Business Review. The article focuses largely on how the shift from defined benefit pension plans to 401ks has placed many workers at risk for financially treacherous retirements. That article is so incredibly endowed with information, I thought it worthwhile to speak to some of its other conclusions. For instance, the authors note that among Americans between 40 and 45 years of age, the median retirement account balance is just $14,500, which represents less than 4% of what the median income worker will require in savings to meet his or her retirement needs. What's worse, Social Security presently supplies a declining percentage of required retirement income. For a median income worker, Social Security minus Medicare premiums today covers about 29% of their pre-retirement income. That's down from 40% two decades ago. What's more, in less than 4 years, Social Security costs are projected to begin exceeding revenues until that program's trust fund is fully depleted in 2034. This implies further pressure on Social Security benefits. The authors go on to note that based on these trends, the U.S. will soon be facing rates of old age poverty unseen since the Great Depression. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.